Hello, everybody. It's time for another episode of the Some Gender Going On podcast. I'm Izzy Grossoff, and today's episode is called I'll Always Be Misgendered. And just to clarify, this episode's going to be a little angrier than a lot of the previous ones, because I'm angry, and I'm learning that being angry is valid, and that I'm not hurting anybody just by feeling this emotion and talking about it. It doesn't make me male to feel this way. I'm just being myself, feeling my emotions authentically. Okay, so why am I angry? I'm angry because I will always be misgendered. Because strangers will never see the true me. Because I'm non-binary. Because they can't imagine the true me. So fuck those ignorant, blind little peat bogs, okay? The world does not yet have a concept of who I am, except in very specific, selected spaces. Maybe the future will be better, but the present fucking sucks, and I'm pissed about it. I took HRT because I like the effects, not to get strangers to see who I really am. I know that's something that some people go for HRT for. It's not going to help in my case, because most people are incapable of seeing who I truly am. They don't have a niche in their brain called non-binary. They'll automatically put me in the niches labeled man or woman, and then maybe they'll dig those images, that image of me out of those chasms if they're experienced in doing so. Maybe. But mostly, that imagination, that image of me, it just stays in the pits. And I had a lot of trouble starting HRT because of this. Because I'm not being more femme so people will... Because I'll look like a woman, people see a woman and be like, oh, this is wonderful, you're seeing a woman now. No, I'm non-binary and they don't fucking get it. Now, fortunately, HRT is nice for other things, for me. And this is why I've always thought I'm going to do the transition things that I would do if I were on a desert island and I never saw anybody. Because putting my trust or hope or faith in other people responding well to my efforts to get them to see who I truly am is just a fucking dead-end cause that's always going to be thwarted and hopeless and fail. It's impossible to pass when you're non-binary. I mean, really, the concept of passing doesn't even apply, which is good, maybe. It's a bullshit concept. But it's more than that. It's hard to even have a reasonable frequency of affirming interactions. Like, there should be a word for that, but I don't know one. But anyways, whatever it is, I don't have it. The best I can hope for is maybe a gender neutral interaction, or maybe going right. Or maybe if someone's feeling real spicy and decides to read a pronoun pin, maybe that'll be an affirming interaction with a stranger. But for the most part, it doesn't work at all. Like, people call me Miss, and I don't realize who they're talking to. I was at an airport in Poland not long ago, and it took me forever to realize who they were talking to. The security guard at the metal detector was just calling at me, Miss, can you come through? Miss, excuse me, Miss. I just had no idea who she was talking about until, like, the third or fourth try. I thought at the time, maybe that I would like being called Miss, and I was just unused to it, that I'd grow to like it, you know? That it would be easier if that's how I felt, if that's what felt validating to me, you know, that would make life simpler, right? If it was validating for trans women, surely it'd be validating for me. Surely the same things apply to me and to them, right? Surely it'd be easier if I were more binary, a trans woman with an extra label of non-binary stuck on, but nobody really has to think about that, because it would make things too complicated. Fuck easier. Fuck normal. Fuck predictable. And fuck making sense. I am who I am, and I like what I like. And I don't care if society isn't ready for that. I'm not inherently complicated. I'm not inherently hard to understand. It's just there's these predefined notions of what's normal, and I'm not like that. After the trip back home in Urbana, I was on a bus. I was the very last person on the bus. Literally everybody had gotten off except for me and the driver. And the driver wanted to be sure whether I wanted to get off where we were or at the next stop, because I was standing up and, you know, He wasn't sure if I'd stood up to get off where we were or later. And he says, you know, miss, you want to get off here? Miss, excuse me, miss? I thought he was talking to someone outside the bus, which doesn't even make any sense. I couldn't imagine he was talking to me. I only figured out who he was talking to when he waved at me in the mirror, not after three, excuse me, miss, in a row. And the reality of the situation is, it doesn't feel like me. It's not me. I'm not a miss. Regardless of whether it would be easier that way. Because being trans isn't about things being easy. It's about being who you are. No matter, you know, whether that comes easily in terms of interactions with others or whether it's hard. There's a lot of things about transition, and they're fundamentally difficult because you're breaking the expectations that people have for you. A lot of trans people, they break those expectations for a while, and then they manage to establish something where they're mostly living by people's expectations. You know, and so they don't get misgendered too much because, you know, people can signal, people can slot them into their existing worldview, and for the stuff where people are still assholes, it doesn't consume every minute. But I'm always going to be misgendered. After the bus ride, I went home and cried, harder than I've cried in a long time. Because the system only wants me to be a man or a woman. I can break myself out of the system. I think I've done a pretty good job of it. But I can't break them out of the system. The strangers, the people who have barely heard of the concept. There's too many of them. They'll always be there, always surrounding me, always setting the expectations and setting the confines of life. Whatever I do, forever. Maybe in some distant future, non-binariness will be so normalized that people will actually have that niche in their mind. I mean, I can certainly see a future like that, and I can see other societies where a different set of mental niches have existed, but it's not exactly coming anytime soon to this reality, to this society I live in. You know, being called sir felt temporary. It felt escapable. I hated it, but it didn't feel like forever. But being called miss and still feeling totally unseen, invalidated, well, that means it's forever, right? It's never getting better than this. It wasn't just the bus I was crying over. I adopted the shortening Izzy because the vast majority of people just couldn't comprehend a non-binary Isaac. Isaac was a he, that's all they'll ever say. Multiple people told me that specifically, that they couldn't stop calling me he as long as I used Izzy. But they can't comprehend a non-binary Izzy either, because they can't comprehend non-binariness. It's not in their concept of the world, not at a really fundamental level. So Izzy's really just a more femme spin, and femme means woman. Fucking bullshit. And I mean, yeah, I'd rather be called she than he. I like it enough I put it in my list of valid pronouns. Somebody used it for me on prompting in a letter, and I was like, you know what? I kind of like this. I'll put it in my list of options. But like, while I like it, it's not validating. It's not non-binary. It's not gender. It's just not as bad. And I mean, it is nice. It is validating that people are on board with that. But I don't know, it's definitely a second preference. I didn't know when I would start hitting this or whether I would start hitting this. This feeling of feeling misgendered by femme things. Because there's a previous episode, I think I talked about feeling like I was losing part of myself by going down a more femme path. And I think this was connected to that. That, I was trying to present an image of myself that would be more palatable to people, help people get things closer to right. And the reality of it is, it's an image that I don't see myself in. Closer to right isn't fucking good enough. I shouldn't be I don't want to be reshaping myself for what's a little more, you know, leads people in a little more accurate direction, but with a lot more invalidating myself. That's not fucking worth it. I was sad about being asked to leave a men's bathroom in the airport in Amsterdam. I'm pretty sure it was by a man who looked at me and thought, she belongs in the women's bathroom. Although I don't know for sure because he's fucking talking to me in Dutch or something, but that's the vibe I got. But I took a look at the line for the women's bathroom and saw a giant line of women out, and I didn't want to add to that, and I didn't want to hang out in that line for the next 15 minutes. So I just abandoned both the bathrooms and waited until I could find a gender-neutral one, like, half an hour later. I talked about it at a trans support group, and they suggested, why don't I just use the women's room? And I couldn't express it at the time, but fuck that. I'm not a woman. I shouldn't be forced one way or the other based on the whims of strangers and their bullshit, misinformed first impressions. If society doesn't have the decency to provide a bathroom for people like me, they can damn well shut up about it and let me go wherever I feel like it at that moment, wherever is closest or has a short line, or otherwise I feel like I want to go. They can either give me a bathroom for people like me or shut the fuck up and leave me alone. Fuck society's bullshit, their blinded inability to imagine a more interesting world that reflects people like me. Fuck the gender built into the terms of address, the public accommodations, the interactions with strangers, and every fucking walk of life that involves another person that I can't fully control. Fuck it all. I want to break it and burn it and shred it into rubble. The strict binary, gender essentialism, cisnormativity, none of these terms express how awfully vile and oppressive and permanent and immovable and hateful and enraging the whole garbage fire of a system is. It needs a term I can spit in dismissal. A term like the straights, the cis. Not just people with a normative identity, but people who perpetuate that identity, who enforce it, who are building that oppressive society by their actions. I'm going to call them the bins. You know, binary, but you can spit it. The bins. It helps remind us of the trash fire that birthed the bins and their fucking mindset. They're the binary's thugs, they're goons, they're enforcers. So no, I'm not minimizing myself. I'm not going to do what's normal or palatable or helps the bins get it closer to correct. I don't give a shit about them in any way. I don't give a shit about validation from them. I just want them to stop manipulating my life. I'm not going to feel bad anymore, and I'm not going to ignore the bins when they misgender me with sir or miss or anything. I'm not going to minimize myself and try to fit into their fucking world. I'm going to use whatever bathroom I feel like it and dare the fucking bins to challenge me. I don't fucking care. I'm not going to check how frilly my skirt is this day before I pick where to go or how recently I've shaved. I don't care about making them uncomfortable. I'm done making myself miserable to avoid the slightest bit of discomfort for those fucking bins. There's a line I like from a song that talks about this. The song's called Binary by the Spook School. It's talking about exactly this sort of people. The line goes, so make them uncomfortable and challenge their ideals, cause their antiquated notions are blinding what is real. And that's how I feel. I'm going to make them uncomfortable because the alternative is denying my fundamental reality. And their discomfort is not worth it. And I'm not going to quake in danger, in fear, out of the danger of violence, physical or legal or social. That's the bins trying to keep us in line by the vague threat of potential violence. And I don't negotiate with people who are trying to hold me down with their violence, trying to keep me in line with threats of force. Sure, it's due to privilege that I even have the option to say, fuck minimizing myself for some meager safety from the bins. No shade on anyone who picks safety. But I have the option, and I'm going to take it. And fuck the bin world. No more staying quiet when I get heat. I've been out for over 5 years. No more hiding. I'm not going to be taking advice from the bins on these topics anymore. People might think they're trying to be helpful, but they don't understand me. And misguided advice is worse than none, because I might try to follow it. And that just makes things worse. So fuck them all. Burn it all to the ground. I'm done hiding, done minimizing myself, done being safe, done automatically avoiding conflict. I write my own story. I find my own people. We build our own world. A world worth living in. Not this bullshit garbage heap infected and festering through our minds, worms and maggots and hopeless despair at the possibility of anything new and worthwhile and full of light and joy. I'm going to live in the world I want. A world that I can dream of. A world I can happy to be to live in. I don't care that the bins aren't living in my world. I don't need them. I don't want them in my world anyways. But you're welcome to join me. Thanks for listening. Thanks for thinking about this. And thanks for helping me process some feelings. This has been the Some Gender Going On podcast. Thank you all.